So today is the birthday of the church. And as I mentioned before, Pentecost, the reason why it is the birthday of the church is that the disciples, when they received the Holy Spirit, when they finally had this great Pentecost, they then went out into the world, started to proclaim the mighty works of God. So this marks a time when it shows what the church really is. The church is not simply, you know, we're in a building right now that we call the church. It's not just a building. It's more than that. The church is the people of God. The church is us. The church is the institution that was founded by Christ. It is all those people in Rome, all across the world, the teaching authority that was given down by the apostles to the bishops, to the Pope. All of this is the church because it's what Christ began. And when the Holy Spirit was sent upon the people, they then began to establish that church, to go out. And as it said in the gospel, in the first reading, they went out proclaiming the mighty works of God. They were telling the ends of the earth about who God is. That is really what it means to be a church, to evangelize, to spread the good news. So that's why we celebrate today the birthday of the church, when it really all began, when we start to see that spreading. And we can imagine when you picture that scene of the Pentecost, what a powerful image we have at that moment. Because what happens is you hear this rushing of a violent wind. Would have sounded, so much so that this sound caused people to start to come around. That it was this sound which just, like a storm, beginning this power of this wind. And then these flames came down and started to divide among them and resting upon each of them. What an amazing scene this would have been. And then it propels them forward to go out. They suddenly receive what they need to be able to go out and spread the good news of God. And this imagery of the wind, this powerful imagery of the wind, is something that is used consistently in the church to represent the Holy Spirit, to show that the Holy Spirit is being sent. We see it also in the gospel reading when Jesus speaks to the disciples. He says, "Peace be with you." And then he breathed on them. He breathed on them and then said, "I give you the Holy Spirit. I'm sending you the Holy Spirit." And it's kind of an odd thing. Why would Jesus breathe on them? I imagine if any other context, if someone just came and breathed on you, you'd feel they're really creepy or something. Wonder what they're doing. But Jesus, when he is breathing, it's very significant. Because that breath of God is called the Ruah in Hebrew. The Ruah, the Spirit of God, the breath of God. And when he breathes, he's breathing life. He's breathing life into his disciples. He's sending them his very Spirit. In fact, this is the same thing that happened all the way back in Genesis, the beginning of creation. God creates every living thing. And as he goes through creation, he just says, "This shall be," and it is made. He says, "This shall be," it is made. But then when it comes to creating humanity, he takes the clay of the earth, the dust of the earth, and he molds it, and then he breathes into it. Breathes into it. To show that he is giving humanity the very breath and life of God, his Holy Spirit. And this distinguishes us from all of the rest of creation. That we have been given the very life of God. And so this gets echoed again when Jesus comes and breathes into the church. That Holy Spirit which came down into the church is that very life of God to give new birth, new life into his church. so that it may go out and proclaim the good news. In fact, we see similar imagery as well in the liturgy when we celebrate the Mass. One thing you may have noticed, I like to emphasize it a little bit more because I find it such a beautiful imagery, but you'll notice at Mass, at the point of consecration, when I will lean down, there's a bowing down, the priest bows down over the gifts when he's holding the bread and holding the chalice, the priest bows down. And what he does is he speaks the words of consecration upon the gifts, upon the offerings. And this is a reminder as well of that breath of God breathing upon the gifts. That through the power of Christ, he is sending forth his Holy Spirit upon the gifts to transform them into the body and blood of Christ. This is this breath, this ruah, the breath of God. And so returning again to, as I was talking about, the mission of the church, of why God breathed into the church, it was to embolden us, to give us what we needed. Because if you look at what was happening before, the apostles were afraid. They were deathly afraid. They locked the doors for fear of the authorities, what they might do. And they go from a moment of absolute fear and trembling and locking the doors to keep the whole world out. The Holy Spirit descends upon them powerfully as this rushing wind. And then all of a sudden, doors unlocked, they go out. They go out into the squares, they start speaking to the people, proclaiming the mighty works of God, speaking in languages they don't even know, so that everyone is understanding and they're all confounded, wondering to each other, how do we know these are Galileans? And yet we understand them. And they're proclaiming about the mighty works that Jesus did. What a change, what a transformation took place at that moment from that fear to going out and proclaiming. And this is something that we're called to do as well. The reason that the church exists, why we're here today, we're here to receive the Spirit. To ask God for that Spirit, to have no fear in going out and proclaiming the mighty works of God. I mean, you look at the apostles, they were enduring immense persecution as soon as they went out. They're going out and proclaiming Jesus, and then they're arrested, they're flogged, they end up, you know, they get told, you know, you're never supposed to do this again, stop preaching about Jesus, stop it. They lock them up, and then the Holy Spirit lets them out, and then they go out and they're proclaiming, and then they come back and they're looking at the prison. Where did they go? Where'd the apostles go? We locked them up. And someone says to them, oh, they're back outside and they're proclaiming Jesus again. Oh, those apostles, they're at it again. They go out there. Well, I thought we told you, you're not supposed to do that anymore. And they beat them and they throw them back in prison. And then they go back out and do it again. And something that's so amazing. Every time that they're beaten, every time that they suffer this persecution for Christ, they celebrate. I don't know if you know anybody who, after getting beaten and abused, goes out and has a party and celebrates. But this is the joy that they have, because they say, we have been found worthy to suffer for the sake of the gospel, to suffer in the way that Christ did. Hallelujah, what a great joy and a gift that we have been given to be able to suffer in that way. What has happened to these disciples? What has happened to them? That's what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit gives us that strength, that immense courage, and that love, and the knowledge and the wisdom and everything we need to know to be able to proclaim Jesus. That's what the Holy Spirit does. I mean, I don't know how many of you, if you go out, are any of you afraid to speak about your faith in the world today? I know it's very, very common, you know, to go out and actually share Jesus with others. You know, we might think, oh, what's that person going to say? You know, what might they think about me if I talk about Jesus? They might think I'm weird. They might think I'm a fanatic or too religious. Or maybe they just won't like me. Here's the apostles celebrating at being imprisoned and beaten. And they're going out and proclaiming the good news again. And if you find in yourself, if you don't have that courage, or maybe if you find that you don't really know, like, what is that about? I haven't experienced that myself. Or maybe the fire has gone dim over years that, you know, you've gotten into ways of the world, or maybe sin has overcome you. Maybe other things have kind of plagued their way in your life that you've grown complacent. But the mission of the church is to evangelize. Its whole purpose and reason for existing. And it's simply proclaiming the mighty works of God. And if you're looking for that courage, if you're looking for the words, if you don't know what to do, if you don't feel that, you don't know how to go about doing it, ask for the Holy Spirit. Ask. Jesus wants us to ask. That's the whole point, because as the apostles did before they went out, they were afraid. They locked the doors. But when they received the Holy Spirit, everything changed. Then they had that strength. So we need to invite, surrender ourselves to the Holy Spirit. To really reclaim what it means to be church. You know, we come here, we celebrate Mass together, and often becomes just a practice of just coming here. But what really takes place, what we're really doing here at church, is we're coming to glorify God, to worship Him, and to ask for His strength, ask for His Spirit, so that we may have the strength and the courage that at the end of the Mass, when the priest or the deacon says that commission at the end, go and proclaim the gospel of the Lord, or go out, you know, go in peace, go out, go, 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 go. It's a commissioning at the end to say, now you have been strengthened in Christ by His Spirit. Now go out. Go out to the ends of the earth and share that love of Christ. Because when it comes from the heart, when it's something that is within us, we cannot contain it. We cannot hold it in. It becomes painful to just let people wander away in their sin. But we want to share it. And if we're not doing that, if we do not have that love and that boldness of Christ, there is no purpose in our being here. If we are not here to worship and show utter honor and love for Jesus, there is no purpose in us being here. And so if you find yourself like that, ask. Ask what it's all about. Say, I want to know what it means to receive the Holy Spirit. Give over your life. Give over your sin. Hand all things to Him. Because as the apostles, He will transform you and your life and send you out. And what an amazing thing that would be if this church here today, if all of us went out boldly sharing and proclaiming our faith in our families, at work, at those we encounter, to really show what it means to receive the Spirit, to be filled with that breath of God, the very life of God Himself in us. That is what we are made for. That is why we are the church. And so, happy birthday, church. Happy birthday today. Let us pray for a new Pentecost right here among us, that as we celebrate this Mass, the Holy Spirit may come down powerfully upon us, that the winds may shake and the Spirit may come down as flames upon us to embolden us to go out and proclaim the good works, the mighty works of Jesus, to share who He is and what He has done. Happy birthday, church. Happy birthday.